And welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, I will confess this is take three. Hi, Katie. Hi, Andrew.
Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Tales from the Trails, and I call these two guys, gals, and almosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we explain that, Katie?
Yep, baby on the way, due in January.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. Yeah, and you're going to have a fourth person for the crew, because Zane is person number three, but he has fur.
Yeah, little brother, sister.
He's going to become a little pack animal.
I know.
He's got a diaper bag on his back.
Oh, that's funny. and he has a diaper changing station on his back. Can
Absolutely.
You think you can do that too?
Teach him how to do it, maybe.
I think it's possible.
You guys are so fun. I appreciate your last visit. This visit is going to be our last for a while because this is your last installment for a short period of time. Tales for Trails is not going away.
Nope.
There are other places you can find it, especially Instagram.
Yeah,
Instagram. Yes, we do post a lot of good stuff. The stuff you don't see from our episodes, pictures, you know, just fun videos. We post them all
bloopers.
On our Instagram. Bloopers.
Yeah, you only get so much time for TV, and we always have some fun content that we don't always get to share, so it's a good place to put it.
Yeah, well, it took us three takes to get this far.
Yeah,
that's where all the other bloopers are.
Yeah, you ought to see us out there when we're shooting these things. My gosh.
I'll bet that's fun. Like a bumblebee lands someplace and somebody starts to run.
Yep.
That's exactly what happens.
On Instagram, you are TalesandTrails_Colorado. TalesandTrails_Colorado. Yep. The videos are there. The outtakes are there. The bloopers, the pictures, the fun stuff that you don't have enough time to show on TV, which airs Fridays at noon and 4 on KRDO News Channel 13 and Saturdays at 8 a.m. So Tales and Trails, all about showing people the really cool places we have here in Colorado Springs where you can get out and hike, and they're accessible to everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we went this past week to Cheyenne Mountain State Park. It was really pretty. We've heard a lot of good things about the place. There's a lot to do there.
Yeah, it's more of an open space compared to like the, you know, the trees that we've been seeing on most of our trails. So it was a change of pace. And it just, it was a beautiful park, very clean.
Yeah. Just dog owners beware, though. Only 4 of their, gosh, I don't even know how many trails are in there, are dog friendly.
I would say I've fallen at 50. I mean, like, I thought we were going to show up and have, like, our pickings of the trails. But, yeah, there are only 4 that are accessible for dogs.
And where's the trailhead located?
Acorn Alley. So you have to drive back a little bit further into the park, the one we hiked. And it's right next to a campsite and one of the visitor centers in there.
Yeah, that campsite. You'll see why the trail that we took kind of went next to it. And the issue that we had with it being so close to the campsite, you'll see that at noon.
How many paws did you give that one?
We gave it 3 paws. Yeah, it was interesting time. It wasn't a very long trail, and it didn't have a whole lot of variety, but it was really pretty. And yeah, it was right next to a campsite and made it a little bit smelly at times.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say
no
it
more.
Off. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Didn't really smell like nature.
It was hard to stomach, Ted.
Oh,
part,
no.
So it was.
All right.
So
well, that's the worst news. You were still in Colorado, in Colorado Springs, in the foothills of Pikes Peak. Yeah. And nice, fresh, sunshiny day.
And we had a lovely time doing it.
Oh, it was a beautiful day.
So that's what matters, that we have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anything special anybody should know if they want to take their family to Cheyenne Canyon, Cheyenne Mountain State Park?
No, I would just bring the water, bring an open mind to be open to all the different trails that they have there. You know, if you don't have a dog, that gives you a lot more variety. I know you can actually hike Cheyenne Mountain now, so that's a new feature, at least in that area. So
we did see a lot of like kids on their bikes out there. So clearly it's a great place to go for a day picnic just with the family, you know, campgrounds there too. So take your RV if you feel like getting out of the house for the evening.
Okay. So if I'm coming from another part of the Springs, how do I find my way to the park?
You take I-25 south and then you get off on 115 and you just follow it all the way down and the park will be on your right-hand side.
Follow the signs.
Yeah.
Very clearly marked, very easy to get to.
It is.
Very.
It's only like 20 minutes south of Colorado Springs. So that's what I love the most about this place. You know, Denver, you have to drive about an hour before you can get to the mountains and here, literally in our backyard.
Turn around.
Yeah, Colorado Springs kind of is the mountains.
It is.
Thank you, General Palmer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ha 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 ha. So you're planning for next season, yep. And when does the series return?
We're going to shoot for late spring, early mm-hmm. summer, May, maybe Memorial Day weekend, when the snow kind of starts to wind down a little bit more for the year. And, we've got a lot of fun plans. We're going to get the baby carrier.
Yeah, we should have a little one on our back for the first episode of next season. So.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It'll be fun to write that little one in.
Start them young.
And utilize GoPros so you can watch.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just see the expressions.
I want to bring the baby cam in to play.
Yeah.
I have plans for that. So.
Oh, this is going to be super fun. Katie Donovan, meteorologist for KRDO News Channel 13. Mr. Andrew Wright, a producer.
Yep.
You're producing the 4 o'clock broadcast,
4
is that
o'clock
right?
show, Monday through Friday.
Yes, I always love our conversations. What's on the front burner? Oh, today's a slow news day. Oh, okay. And I always leave a quarter next to him because he counsels me every day, too. And Katie, I just need your smile once in a while,
I'm
such a happy guy.
I feel the same way about you.
You guys are so fun. You are all about Tales from the Trails, and mm-hmm. I love the ending, Mr. Zane.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So when you come back, January 1st, of course, I'm going to be coming.
Sure.
Are you back yet? I'm going to do that until May.
We're
I just
looking
want
forward.
You to know.
I won't stop you, Ted.
It is so fun to have you here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thank you both
for bringing such
wonderful ideas and families together to get outside and mm-hmm. enjoy this beautiful place where we live.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love
Anytime.
It.